Okay, let's get into Sefer Yirmiyahu, Perek Yud, as we start off a perek that discusses the foolishness of Avodah Zarah in contrast to the infinite qualities and amazing qualities of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the back and forth in this perek. The perek starts off with Shimu es Hadavar. Listen. What do you mean, listen? The Abarbanel connects this first pasuk to the end of the previous perek, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke about the concept of Arel, Arelim, and Bnei Yisrael are Arli Lev. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you think and you're saying that you're different and you shouldn't meet the punishments that all the nations are going to get, as we mentioned at the end of the previous perek, because you are Nimulim, because you are circumcised, but you got to act different. You can't just go based on the fact that you have a bris milah. That's going to save you. You have to act different also. Lafisha hayu bnei Yehuda misra'amim. Eich yishpatem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yanisham kechal agoyim o'arelib yosem nimolim. Al dvar gera kavot shmo. Shimu es hadavar. Listen to this. Listen to the answer. Matem rotim lios miyuchadim nivdalim benifrashim. Mishar agoyim. V'bnei os bris hamilah. Ro'yu sha'al darkam al tilmadu. Don't act like them. It's not just about the physical difference. There's so much deeper that you need to do. Shimu es hadavar asher dibur Hashem aleichem beis Yisrael. Says Yirmiyahu, listen to what you have to do, all the things that Hashem has spoken to you about. Listen. Ko amar Hashem el derech ha-goyim al tilmadu. Don't learn from the derech of the non-Jew, of the non-Jews, the goyim, those nations. Umi osos ha-shamayim al techasu. Don't fear. Don't be scared of the signs from heaven. The signs from heaven, meaning you think they have power. The Pashas is about Avodah Zarah. The sun and the moon, you're going to be scared of them because you think they have power? No. Ki echatu hagoyim mehema. They could be scared. They could be scared of the other nations. Right? Says the Radak. Hare shaboka chol hagoyim shehem arelim. Shlo nivdulu min ha'uma. I'm sorry, that's the last parak. Says the Radak here. V'im heim derech hanagasam ba'olam yekiyam ha'olam. They focus and they'll be scared. But that's not you. What's alluded to? What's the depths of this pasuk? A couple of points. Number one, the Radak tells us what the Ramban also says in Achremos. Maybe they could focus on the sun and the moon and the stars and the constellations because they are under Mazel. But as the Gemara says in two places, Ein Mazel Yisrael. V'mein derech hanhagasam ba'olam. I'm reading the Radak. Yekiyam ha'olam. V'lefamim yavo hefzid b'pratim b'derech ma'alacham. Zeu l'shar ha'amim. But you are under my watch, and therefore you are not under the mazel of the constellations, right? This is like what the Ramban says in very well-known passage in Parshas Achremos, where the Ramban says, V'ho'inyan, he doesn't only talk about Bnei Yisrael, but Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, as Yirmiyahu is talking here, to the Jews in Bnei Yisrael, of Eretz Yisrael. V'ho'inyan, ki Hashem nechbad bara hakol v'sam koach atachton bel yonim. Hashem created forces. And he gave over all every nation in their lands, Lagoyeyem Kochav Mazal Yadua, Kasher Noda Bit Stagninus, as it's known. Vizeo, and that's the Pasuk, Kasher Chalak Hashem Elokecha Osam L'chol Hamim. Same Pasuk that the Radak quotes here. Ki Chalak L'kula Mazalos Bashamayim Ugivoim Aleyem, Malachi Elyon, Nisanim Liosarim Aleyem, not Chas V'Shalom to serve or with any inherent power, but it means indirect Hashkacha. But Eretz Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, Emsoas Hayishuv, Nachlas Hashem, Yuchedes Lishmo, Velo Nasan Alehem and Amalachim, Katsin Shoteru Moshel, Panchiloosan La'amoam Yuchad, Shmo Lezera Ohavav. Right? That is only directly with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what the Radak is also saying here. Bnei Yisrael, don't focus on that. Eretz Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, they are all Ein Mazel Yisrael, as the Gemara says in Mesecha Shabbos. At the end of Daf Kuf Nun Vav. The Ritva does say, the Ritva at the end of Tainus, Ein Mazel Yisrael does not apply to 2 months. There are 2 months that there is Mazel, positive and negative, and that of course is Av and Adar. Says the Ritva there in Meseches Tainus, I'll read the line, says the Ritva, V'yafo b'shein Mazel Yisrael, hanimili b'shar yamim, avol shnei chadashim elu, yesh Mazel, shekein nigzar aleinu min ha-shamayim. Right, that's the nigzar min ha-shamayim, that there is Mazel when it comes to those two months. The other point made on this pasuk is the Gemara Maseches Sukkah. On the pasuk, me'osos ha-shamayim al techasu, being scared of the osos ha-shamayim, the Gemara in Sukkah discusses eclipses, lunar eclipses and solar eclipses, right, based on this pasuk. The Gemara says, there, at the end of the second perek, in Meseches Sukkah, Ubizmachi Yisrael, it's Tanur Rabbanan, starts off the Gemara, Bizmacha Achama Lokes Simin Ra Lo Avdei Kochavim, Levana Lokes Simin Ra Lo Sanei Amshei Yisrael. When the sun is affected, it's Simin Ra for the other nations, because they follow a totally solar calendar. But moon, we follow at least lunar months, so Levana Lokes Simin Ra for us, for Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Shi Yisrael Mona Lo Levana, Avdei Kochavim La Chama. Loke B'Mizrach, Simin Ra Lo Yoshe Mizrach, and it goes through all of the different types of a phenomenon. Ubinizmachi Israel Osim Ritzono Shomakom, Ein Misyaram Mikolelu. But if we're on a level, Osim Ritzono Shomakom, nothing to be scared of any of this. Shene Emar, and the Gemara quotes our Pasik. Komar Hashem El Derech Hagayim Al Til Madu, V'yodash Mayim Al Techasu, Ki Yechasu Hagayim Ehema. Ovdek HaChavim Yechasu, V'ein Yisrael Yechasu. When you're doing Ritzono Shomakom, you don't have to be nervous. There's a question that is asked by the Maharal and by others. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky asks it here in his commentary on Yirmiyahu, and that is, what do you mean the ma'oros, the eclipses, are a simin ra? It's part of nature. We can predict them. We know exactly when they're going to happen. So why is it such a simin ra? Right? So why is it such a problem? Yadua hasheila shamoris lokin bofen tivi lefi seder hiluchan v'yefshal l'chashiv davar zemirosh. So how do you answer that? So he says that he remembers when he was a young boy, Tafri Shayin Beis, I think that's 1912, when it was the night of the Seder, and it was supposed to be a lunar eclipse. And says Rabbi Yaakov, he was a little boy, but he was very upset. He's very nervous that this is what's going to happen on the night of the Seder, when everybody is sitting around having the Seder, Misabin Lesader Lel Shimur, Mie Simin Ra, Lesonam Shel Yisrael, as the Gemara says, it's a Simin Ra if the moon is affected. Vadavar Chara Li Heitev, I was very upset, I kept going outside during the Seder. My father kept asking me, why? I didn't tell him anything. I don't want to make him be Mitztayer. Ava Lamaisa, says Rabbi Yaakov, Lo Reisi Klum, Ki Pitom Yiskadru Hashamnayim Ba'ananim. If it happened, it became cloudy. V'yaz tafasti, and I realize she ain't kushya me'etzem alikui, shekvar yadu amirosh. It doesn't matter what they know beforehand. The issue isn't what happens up there in Shemayim. The issue is what's visible from earth. Because that's all the simanim. Simanim are about what we could see. Siman arahu shebazeh shemarim lanu asalikui. Avol min ha-shamayim mein marim lanu asalikui ki yom me'unanu, ein zeh siman ra. And therefore, I was comforted. Rak ma shemarim lanu b'chushu ma'ave siman ra. Kigon, ma shekara, he says, like what happened in Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul, Tafri Shani Dal 1914, he talks about a solar eclipse at 1:45 in the afternoon that lasted for 3 minutes. In Russia and Germany, Vishkharti as a schuchios mishkafai, he said, I darkened my glasses and I saw it kochavim bayom. And animals started going crazy because they thought it was daytime and it was night. And then he says, Mamish was a simin ra. Ava b'meshit masha yadua maslul gorme hashamayim v'kfar chakuk beluach masai alikui. That's not simin ra if it's not visible. But again, that is all based on the Gemara in Sukkah Chavtes, and the Gemara says that all of these are simanim. But if we're doing ratzon shel makom, so then we don't have to be scared of any of these simanim anyway. Continues the Navi ki chukos ha'amim hevelu. All of these chukim and the laws and the nature and the items and the ideas that they follow is nonsense. Ki eitz miyar karaso. This piece of wood that they're worshipping, it was cut from a forest. Maisi decharet b'matzad. It was a craftsman who made it with a tool. Bekesev u'buzav yiyapeyu. They put gold and silver on it. B'masmeros b'makavos yechazkum. But lo yafik, you put it together. And now you're going to think it's powerful. Ki tomer miksha hema. But lo yidaberu. They don't talk. Naso yi nasu ki lo yitzadu. Right? It's carried. You put it in your knapsack. Al tiru mehem ki lo yareu v'gam heitev enosam. They don't have power latov. They don't have power lara. That's the avodah zarah. And in contrast, me'ein kamocha Hashem. Who is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Gadol ata. The gadol shimcha bigvura. You are great, and your name is great. What's the double? Says the Malbim. There are many out there that think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate, has all the knowledge, is the Yodea, but he's not the Bal Yecholes. And some think he's the Bal Yecholes, but he doesn't know everything. That's this pasuk. No. Me'in kamocha Hashem. Gadol ata, the gadol shimcha bigvura. Right? It's both. Aval, Ratzalomar, Yesha Yimitsairim as Hashem Kechacham, Asher Sidir as Koladram Bechachmaso, Avalo Yichsulo Hayecholes, Lahotzi Advar Melapoal, Velachain Yichsulo Ozrim Rabbe Managa, he has a lot of helpers, Ubacharu Lohus Harbe, they have lots of gods that help him, the Yesha Mubehefech, Shaloagvura, Veloachachma, Shaloa yecholas lahotziya hakol, avahu tzarech liyoatzim. He has to have advisors. Umitat shnei panima elu, says the Malbim, hayu misyarim me'osos hashamayim ba'ovdim Elohim acherim. That's what the pasuk says. Gadol ata b'chachma sidur kol advarim, v'gadol sham b'gshimcha b'gvura, lahotziya sakol, ulahaniga sakol avadcha vein ozer, l'cha lo be'itza v'lo b'gvura. It all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continuing, mi lo yira acha melech hagoyim. Who doesn't have yira? Ki lecha ya'asa. Right? Because for you, it's appropriate to be God. Ki v'chol chalch me hagoyim v'chol malchusam mein kamocha. Amongst all the chacham, all the wise men, the Radak says that if you ask the chachamim, they'll agree that the piece of wood and doesn't have any koach, doesn't have any power, or even maybe the sun and the moon. But remember how the Rambam discusses how Avodah Zarah started. Right, they say that it's worthwhile to worship the servants, because the servants, giving the servants kavod, gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavod. Doesn't that make sense? Yet, slippery slope, the servants themselves are focused on by themselves. But even the wise ones don't realize what they're getting themselves into. There's a Yalkut. The Yalkut on this pasuk notes that there's a conversation. Yirmiyo HaNavi says, Mi lo yiracha melech hagoyim. What, you're saying I'm the Melech HaGoyim? What about the Melech of the Jews? What do you mean, back in Perek Aleph, you told me that I will be a Navi for all nations? That's why I'm calling you. What do you see from there? Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the time of Dekra. Hare Yirmiyo Nistala Gamli Yisrael. And why does he say Goyim? It must be Goyim Kolel Gamken Yisrael. It must be that Yisrael is also called a Goy. Goyim are all nations, including Am Yisrael. V'lachein gamani amarti melech ha-goyim shekolo akol. I wasn't excluding B'nai Yisrael, right? I was including. I was just saying, you made me Navi over all the nations to give messages to all the nations. B'nai Yisrael are included in that. Continuing. Uva achas yivru v'yichsalu. With one fault. All the Avodah Zarah and the wise advisors of them do the same thing. They're all foolish. Musar havalim etsu. They all give the same inappropriate advice. Kesev meruka mitarshish yuva. The silver that's brought. Vizah meufas. They bring gold. Masicharesh. They bring all of these beautiful physical slumim. Tcheles vargaman levusha masichachamim kulam. They're all. But we know Hashem Elokim emes. Hashem is the only emes. Everything else is sheker. Right, that of course we know is the source for the Gemara saying that the chasima of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is MS, his signet, the Gemara in two places in Sanhedrin, where the Gemara discusses the Sanhedrin, the Ashikres HaGadola, when they wiped out and killed the Yitzhahara for Avodah Zarah. What did they do? How did they know what they should do, says the Gemara. Yasvu Tosi Yomi B'tan Isa. They fasted for 3 days. Bo Rachmi, and a peta came from Rakia, from the heavens, to Havikasav Bei MS. That's the chasima, that's the signet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's how they knew that Hashem was with them, and they were able to get the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. We also know the Gemara in Brachos tells us, based on this pasuk, that one is not supposed to be mafsik between the last two words of Shema, the pasuk, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and the word emes, right? Based on this pasuk, Hashem Elokim emes. That is not a break stop. But we continue. Hashem Elokim emes. Hu Elokim chayim u'melech olam. He is Chayim, Umel Olam, and the King of the World. Mi kitzvo tirash ha'aretz, v'lo yachilu goyim za'amo. Right, from his ketzah, from his anger, the world shakes. Right, maybe it could be earthquakes, but either way, he is in charge of the world. The Radak here says, and the Rambam expands upon it, what does it mean Hashem is Chayim? Says the Radak, hu achai ha'amiti, she'ein chayim tzluyin ba'acher. He is the ultimate, the only being, if we could say being, in existence, that exists independently. Independently, right? That's how the Rambam understands this pasuk also. Says the Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchot Yisodi HaTorah, right at the beginning, what's the first pasuk the Rambam quotes in all of Mishnah Torah? That's our trivia question. Let's see. Yisodi Yisodos Vamura Chachamos, Leida. What's the Yisod? To know, Sheyesha Matsi Rishon, Vumamsi Kolanimsa. He is the first existence, and he's Mamsi all, Vukolanimsa, and Ashraim Vaaretz, Umabeinehem. Lo Nimsu Elameanitas Himatsa. All existence is dependent on him. Vim Yala Al Hadas, Shehu Eno Matsui, Eindavaracha Yacholi Himatsos. If one could fathom at all that he does not exist, chas v'shalom, then nothing else will exist. V'im yala aladash she'ein kol hanimsam milavado mitzuyim, hu levado yematzoy. And even if everything else does not exist, he exists. V'lo yivatel hu lebitulam. He won't be mevutal. She'kol hanimsam tzrichim lo, v'hu barechu eino tzarech lahem, v'lo lechad mehem. L'fichach, ein amitaso ka'amitas echad mehem. His existence is not like anyone else's existence. Hu shehanavi yomer v'ashem elokim emes. Our pasuk. That's the first pasuk quoted in all of Mishnah Torah. Hu levado ha'emes ve'en la'echad la'acher emes kamito hu sha'Torah omeres. And then the pasuk in the Torah, the first pasuk the Rambam quotes is Yirmiyahu, and then Einon milvado. Klomer ein sham matsui emes milvado kimoso. Amazing. This pasuk Perek Yud in Yirmiyahu is the first pasuk the Rambam quotes in Mishnah Torah. Continuing, we are up to pasuk Yud Aleph. Rashi notes that the next few psukim are a letter that Yirmiyahu wrote to Yechaniah and the rest of the Jews in Galus to warn them that when the Babylonians tell you to worship Avodah Zarah, stand strong and don't give in. And that's why the first pasuk here is in Aramaic, and then the rest of it is in Hebrew, and you should translate it to Aramaic as the Rashi and the Radak says. Kidzanat tamer lahom. This is what you should say to them. Elokai, Elokaya dishmaya va'arka lo avadu. The God of Hashem, right, the heavens and the earth he didn't make. Meaning you are worshiping the God of the heavens and the earth. Elohaya. Tishvai v'arka lo avadu. Yevodu me'aru mitchoshmai eila. These gods, right, should be destroyed and eradicated, right? We are not worshiping. Ose eretz bekocho. Mechin tevo b'chachmaso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that does this. That's who we worship. Ubisfunaso nata shamayim. Lekol tito. Hamon mayim b'shamayim. Yala nesiyim. Mikse eretz. He's in charge of the rains. He's in charge of the winds. Brak Kim la mater asa, lightning terrain. He has lightning. Did we ever think about it? The Radak says lightning is fire. Fire in rainstorms. That's fire and water together. Kadosh Baruch Hu does that. It's like the Makkah of Barad. Nivar kol adam midas, hovish kol tzorek mipasel. Right? It says all of you. You don't have any das. Right? Hovish kol tzorek mipasel. Ki sheker nischa v'lo rupam. There's nothing in your idols. So again, we're going back and forth. Right? We're not worshiping yours. We have a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hevel heim amasa tatuim. It's all foolish. Be'ez p'kutasam yovedum. When the time comes, they will all be destroyed. Lo ke'ela chelik Yaakov. And they are not like Yaakov, like the Bnei Yaakov, Bnei Yisrael, ki yotzer hakol hu, Hashem is the creator of all, v'Yisrael sheva nachalaso, Hashem tzvakos shemo. So those are the five psukim or so that are the letter from Yirmiyahu. The Yalkut on our pasuk notes, Amar Reb Shimon ben Achmeini, alti lashon aramis kala beinecha. Aramit, Aramaic, should not be kala, light in your eyes. Shematzinu k'chasev batara b'neviyem u'b'ksuvim. We find Aramit in all three, Torah, Neviim, and Ksuvim. Kadosh Baruch Hu cholik lo kavod. BaTorah, obviously, Lashon HaKodesh. But Lashon Aramis is in three places. Torah, it's in Yahagar Sadusa, as we know. Neviim, right here. Kidznat Tomer Lahom. And Ksuvim, we know there's a lot in Sefer Daniel. But the Dabar HaKasim LaMelech Aramit, that is a lot. Special quality of Aramit. Rav Avadi Yosef discusses this also. He quotes all the sources on the topic. Kedarka Bakodesh and Yechav Adas, Chelik Bei Simel HaMezayin, where he talks about Shneimekar Vechatargim. He talks about the importance of learning Unkelis. He notes there, he quotes from the Gaonim, Sheyesh Lach Pedlik Ro Dafka Targim Unkelis, Lefishanitam Bisinai. And he quotes the Yam Shlomo and the Arizal, V'lachein, Af Mi She'eno Maven Kolkach, Sfas HaTargum, a love likra, a parsha, shnayim mikra, the echad targum. And he quotes that from the Prima Gadim, right, the Remez and Shmos, the Eila Shmos stands for, the Chayav Adam likra, batoa, haparsha, shnayim mikra, the echad targum. So again, the importance of Aramit, but here you have the Aramit that appears in Navi. We continue. Osa eres bekocho mechit. I'm sorry, the psukim that we already read. We continue now. After the Igaris, pasuk Yud Zayin. Ispi me'eretz kinaseich. What is that referring to? Machlokas Rashi in the Radak. Rashi is talking to Bnei Yisrael. Right? Gather all of your belongings. Right? Because there's going to be an attack. Yosheveth Bamatzor. Right? Gather your belongings. You're going to be under the siege. The Radak says it's to Bavel. Gather up, because even though you're winning now, realize there's going to come a time where you're going to have to pay for it too. Kiko Amar Hashem and Nikolaeus Yoshe Ares Bafamazos. Right? They will be targeted now. Vatzirosi Lahem Laman Yimatsu. They deserve it now, but there will come a time when you deserve it as well. Again, machlokes, what this is referring to. Says Pasuk Chaf, Ahali Shudad, my Oel, says Hashem. The Beis HaMikdash has been plundered. V'chol Meisarani Taku, any ropes, any connections have been cut. Bana Yitzauni Ve'enam, my children have been sent out Ve'enam, they're not here. What do you mean they're not here? They're not here right now, they're going to come back. The Medrash says, really they're Ve'enam until Rachel davened. Rachel Mavak Albanea Me'ano Lehinachem. Albanaki Einenu. Right, so your Rachel Imenu cries, and that's why they do come back. Ahali Shudad, interesting. The Radak says, "Od Yemelach Shiyate Oel Shudad." Where's the king? Where's the king to put the Oel back, to put the Beis Hamikdash back? Sounds like you need a Melech. You need a Melech for a Beis Hamikdash. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf. The Gemara says the three things that have to happen in the future is a Melech and Milchemes Hamalek and Binyan Beis HaMikdash, in that order, right? Because we needed a Melech to make the army, and then we're going to have him, and we're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash until we have peace from all of our enemies. That's what's alluded to here, that Ahali Shudad, and I don't even have a king, because I need the king in order to build it, right? The Beis HaMikdash has many different names. Ohel, Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaBchira, right? There's different types of Kedusha also. There's Kedushas HaMakom, there's Kedushas Mechitzos, right? There's a famous Ravid, where the Ravid says, if you go into Har HaBayis Bezman HaZeh, Ein Bo Karis. So most assume it doesn't mean it's mutter. It just means there's an element of Kedusha that's not there. Maybe Kedusha's Mechitzos is not there, but Kedusha's Makom is. Again, part of a larger topic, but that is all in Ahali. Ahali Shadud, V'chol Meisarai Nitaku. So Hashem says, it's gone. Kol Shmua, Hineba, there's a noise coming from the north. They're going to come and destroy. Pasuk Chav Gimel, Yadati Hashem, Ki Lola Adam Darko, Lolish Alech Vachines Tzado. Hashem says that, you know, I realize that this is man, but Yasreni Hashem Achba Mishpat. It's all, right? Yirmiyo is talking now. Hashem, I know that they deserve it, but just don't do more than they need. Don't do more than they deserve. Al ba'apcha pentamiteni. And then we end off with the pasuk we say in the Haggadah. Shvocha maschel agayim ashali ducha. Yirmiyo anavi davins. Yes, B'nai Yisrael are going to be punished. But take out your wrath on the enemies that never knew you. Al bishpachos asher b'shimcha lo karo. That never called in your name. Ki achlu es Yaakov v'achalu v'yechalu. They have eaten Yaakov. And v'esnavi v'shamah. They have destroyed Beis HaMikdash. Please take out your vengeance upon them too. There's one little change. We know in the Haggadah, it says ki achal es Yaakov. It doesn't say ki achlu, right? That is changed in Shvoch HaMascha. And that's picked up on by Rav Orman in the Sefer Oras HaPesach. Why achal, says Rav Orman? Because all the nations of the world hate each other and they fight with each other. There's one thing they could agree upon. They could agree upon being anti-Klal Yisrael. And that's why when the Baal Haggadah takes this pasuk, it changes, takes out one letter. Instead of achlu, they achal. Because when it comes to Am Yisrael, they could all agree. Everybody, the whole world could have different viewpoints about everything. But when it comes to being against B'nai Yisrael, they are united. Again, there's a lot more on that thought. Different types of achdus. That's an achdus based on a common enemy. There's obviously a much higher level of achdus. Vayichan Shem Yisrael Neged Ahar. But this is the achdus of the other nations. And we daven for the day that they will be destroyed. The ones that want to destroy us. And Be'ez Hashem in that way for us to be at peace with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash.